Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
This is Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministry. So good to see you today. And before we get into today's nugget in our Christmas series, I just wanted to take a moment out. I like to do this occasionally and say thank you to every one of you that support this ministry. You say, well, Pastor Shane, how is it that you can support this ministry? Well, first of all, if you are even listening to these daily nuggets, let me say you are a part of the His Vision family and you are supporting this ministry. The biggest way anybody could support this ministry is to really pray for us. And I think that's very important. I like to give kind of a disclaimer and let folks know that our ministry, everybody, and I'm not doing a fundraiser here, and I'm not asking for money like they do on the radio. That's not what I'm going to do. But our ministry is everybody's volunteers. There's no paid staff in this ministry at all. Everything's done voluntarily. And it's really since 2009, I've never taken one dime from the ministry. As a matter of fact, I'm not bragging when I say this, and please don't take it that way. But so far, I've been able to sustain this ministry by paying for all the platforms that we have. God has provided those monies without even asking for a dime for that. When someone gives to this ministry, it usually goes for three reasons. We have helped a lot of people and done a lot of outreach, sharing the good news of Jesus. And that does cost a little bit of money when you're going door to door. But we serve really three ministries. The Boys and Girls Club is dear on my heart, so that's a ministry that we'll give to. Also, we will give to Operation Christmas Child, and we give to Shoes for Orphan Souls. And so 100% of all giving that's been coming into the ministry goes to that. I'm not asking for money. People just wonder how they can support this ministry and how this ministry is supported. So I thought I'd take a moment just to share that. The biggest thing you can do is pray, though, and continue to share all of our posts to folks that so they may be encouraged as well. In day nine, though, I want to talk to you today about the wonder of His name. And we're going to be in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21 today as we look at this. You know, the angel spoke to Joseph saying, "And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." You know, within that single verse lies the entire mission of Christmas. The glory of the season is not in the star, the shepherds, or even the manger. It's in the name of the one who came. And the name of Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. It's not a title created by men, but it's a name that was given from heaven. And his name reveals the purpose to save his people from their sins. You know, Christmas is not just a celebration about his birth. It's a celebration of his saving work. And we live today in a world filled with names that inspire fear and anxiety and uncertainty. Names like disease and debt, disappointment and discouragement. But there's one name above every name. One name that calms the storms, heals hearts, restores hope, and brings salvation, and that's the name of Jesus. You know, his name carries some things: power, demons tremble at it, authority, heaven responds to it, hope, sinners are saved through it, comfort, that is the broken are healed by it, identity, believers are marked by it. And so, you know, Joseph faced confusion, embarrassment, and fear. And the angel's message was a heaven's remedy for earthly uncertainty. You know, when Joseph heard the name Jesus, his doubts dissolved into direction. The name brought clarity to his call and courage to his heart. And so it is with us in seasons of uncertainty. Friend, I want you to know today that the name of Jesus, it restores stability. In moments of weakness, it brings strength. You know, when life is overwhelming, the name of Jesus, it becomes our anchor. The Bible goes on to say he shall save his people from their sins. Now, not from Roman oppression, not from political instability, not from earthly discomfort. The greatest miracle of Christmas, let me tell you what that is. It's salvation, the rescue of the human heart from the power, the penalty, and ultimately the presence of sin. And so this Christmas, friend, let's lift high the wonder of his name, whisper it in prayer, declare it in worship, rest in its power, and the beauty, the glory, and the hope of Christmas, they're found in one word, and that word is Jesus. Let me pray for you today. Lord Jesus, thank you for the power and the wonder of your name. Thank you for coming to save me from my sins and for giving me hope, peace, and a new life. Lord, help me honor your name through my words, my actions, and my worship. Lord, fill my heart with gratitude for your salvation. It's in the precious name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Friend, I want to thank you again for joining on this Thursday. Be sure to check us out at hisvision.org. If you ever want to support any of the missions, again, 100% of all giving goes to missions. I'm not asking you to give. I'm just letting folks know because people have been asking me how we are supported. But if you would like to, you can do that at hisvision.org securely. May the Lord bless you and keep you. We'll see you, Lord willing, on Friday.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at hisvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.